Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You can go, get interactive with other listeners. You can influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. Submit show prep suggestions to the site. Other listeners then will vote up or vote down on your suggestions, and you can vote up and vote down on theirs. And the most popular ones will end up on the front page and the top of the website. It's all free, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll touch on intellectual property and take your calls about anything. That's what we're going to do first. And we've got Dan in Arizona on. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm really seriously about moving to New Hampshire.
Well, great.
And I've never been east of Mesa, Arizona, so it would be an adventure for me.
It certainly would. So what's got you so excited about it?
I had a run-in with the cops today.
So it was just today that you decided it was a good time to come to New Hampshire? It must have been pretty serious.
No. They banged on my door because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I had a little bit to drink and I went to my neighbor's house. I was walking down the street and I was talking to them. I meant them no harm, even though I was under the influence. And I guess I scared them. I didn't mean to scare them, but
what did you do?
What did I do?
I mean, what was
you
so
said
scary?
How do you think they became scared?
I wanted to walk their dog.
The neighbor's dog?
Is this something you've done before? I mean, have you taken care of their dog?
I did it before. Done it before. And at any rate, they didn't understand. And they told me to go away. So I eventually went away. I came home, and about 20 minutes later, I get bang, 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 and the cops are at my door.
Now, I'm just curious, how badly did you want to walk their dog? Were you yelling at them that,
I wasn't yelling at them. No, I wasn't yelling.
What do you think drove them to call the police? I mean, because if my neighbor comes up to my door and says,
No, I didn't go to their door. They were out in the front yard.
Right. If my neighbor stumbles up to me in the front yard and is obviously inebriated and says he wants to walk my dog, that's not going to drive me to call the police on him. I mean, presume it's them that called the cops, yes?
Wait a minute, Ian. I don't understand what you're asking me.
Did they call the police on you? How did the police?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
I'm just trying to understand what would have motivated them or scared them so much about your appearance or your demeanor. It seems unusual that a neighbor who was friendly with you enough to allow you to walk said dog in the past would then decide to call the police on you.
No, I didn't. I was on the sidewalk. I didn't enter the property at all, and I left and came home.
Okay, so you don't remember what it might have been that had incited them to call the police?
Somebody in their family or whatever. Called the cops.
Okay.
So I came home, 20, 30 minutes later, I get a bang, bang, bang from Phoenix police and...
City or county?
What?
Is it city or county?
City.
City's usually the police, county's usually sheriff.
Okay.
So I probably shouldn't open the door, but I did.
Yep.
They came into my house.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not good.
They came into my house and cuffed me.
For what?
Right off the bat. What? Because I told them to go away.
Were they charging you with something or just using the handcuffs to physically restrain you?
No, they weren't charging me with anything. Okay, to make a long story short, they uncuffed me and went away.
And what did they say to you while they were there?
They were trying to bait me to say something. They asked me for my license and identification, and I told them no. They asked me my name, and I told them no. to make a long story short, it pushed me over the edge. I want to move to New Hampshire where I can associate with true libertarians.
Well, that'll be good, and I appreciate that. However, the entire state of New Hampshire is not full of libertarians. There are busybodies that live here just like anywhere else, and so I would recommend that you keep to yourself if you're going to be enjoying the spirits.
No. It's certainly more free, though. I mean, there have been fireworks going off in my neighborhood constantly, and I don't think anybody's been bothered enough to call the police. But now when we used to do that in Dallas, Texas, every year, you know, without fail, the police show up if you're trying to light fireworks in the neighborhood.
And we've got the nightcaps that have been happening on a nightly basis where people are out drinking alcohol in public, and the police have driven by and waved to us, and we've waved at them. Now, that's not to say they won't crack down tomorrow night, but so far it's been going on uninterrupted for a matter of weeks. So you certainly will have a friendlier atmosphere here. Your story just makes me wonder what was going through their minds. I just wonder who it was that called. Did you ever identify the exact culprit, or is it just you believe that it's the person next door?
Well, they were about three or four houses down across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who exactly it was.
I see.
I think it was... I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go and antagonize the situation.
Oh, no, certainly not, and that's good, and I appreciate that. I'm just trying to understand, is there somebody that's maybe in your immediate vicinity that doesn't like you for some reason? You know, somebody's got a grudge against you?
No. Well, I have no idea. I don't care. I'm not a violent person.
Sure. And that's good. How would you know, right? I mean, if somebody's a busybody and they don't like you, odds are good they're going to keep to themselves. They're going to watch through their front windows. They're going to say, that darn Dan, he's drunk again. I'm calling the police. Something like that, right?
No, it wasn't anything like that.
Well, you wouldn't know because you don't know who called them on you, right?
Well, no, I don't. I know about 2 months ago I approached them about their dog,
mm-hmm.
and it's a big, giant, mastiff dog. It's about 150 pounds. I said, I asked the kids, and one of the kids is the 16-year-old kid, which was out there today. He's a big guy. He's bigger than me, twice mm-hmm. as big as me. At any rate, I said, I convinced them to allow me to introduce myself to their dog with my dog, which is a 45-pound German Shepherd, like miniature German Shepherd.
Okay.
Okay? And actually, I'm a dog trainer. Okay? I call myself a dog trainer, but my real dog trainer is my dog. Okay?
Yeah.
He calms dogs down. He's a dog's
gotcha.
Dog.
He's a dog.
Okay?
Whisperer.
At any rate, so I said, come on, man. I convinced him. Let me introduce my dog to your dog. He finally said okay.
Yeah.
And he brings his dog out, and his dog comes out, this big giant dog, right?
Right.
And they sniff butts like
that's
dogs
they do. Right.
Yeah. And everything was cool, and I knelt down and I petted his dog, and the guy's eyes were bigger than friggin' lemons, right? He's going, jeez, what the hell? He's never acted like this. And I said, that's cool. You know,
so what, he was surprised because his dog is normally uppity and your dog calmed him down? Was that the idea?
Right.
All right, man. Yeah, well, hey, thanks and good luck with your trip and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Very, very unusual story. Like, why would they call the cops on that guy? What are we missing out of that? And he doesn't know. He was maybe a little too drunk to remember.
It sounds that way.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, he might have said something that was a little weird, and it spooked him out or whatever that he doesn't recall saying. That's my guess, guys.
I'm at a loss. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. It's
But I mean, the cops coming in to handcuff somebody just to talk to him, that's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, and then they let him go without charging him with any crimes. So, and he knew what he did wrong, too, right? I mean, he realized that after, probably right as he opened the door, he probably realized he shouldn't have done that.
Yep.
Yeah, there's never really any reason to let those guys in. So if you feel like you have to talk to him, you should go outside the house, close the door behind you. But probably better to take Barry Cooper's advice and not even talk to them in the first place. Don't talk to them through the door. That's an option. But don't talk to them through the door, and certainly don't open the door for them. They're not there to help you. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They are free, including our webcam. You go and watch and listen to the show and also interact with other listeners. Sam's in the chat room here tonight. You can get in the chat room as well. It's all there on the webcam page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Watch, listen, and interact at cam.freetalklive.com. The Cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. As we continue, we take your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first, Mama Allie is with us in Georgia, calling from The Last Biscuit. Hello, Mama Allie.
Hi, Ann.
Hey, we heard that your driver got his car stolen today.
Hers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you still there?
Hello. Yeah.
You cut out for just a moment there. Go ahead.
I said, yeah, it's been a crappy day.
I'm sorry to hear about that, but there's got to be good news, right?
I have some cool things to talk about, though.
Good,
some
yes.
Some happy things to talk about.
I like that. Go for it.
We today put together something I have been trying to do for a while, and, of course, you know my food comes first, so a lot of things get put off, but Miss Robin stepped up today and decided that she would take over the Free Minds Room at the soon-to-come Keen Last Biscuit. And if you guys would go to Facebook, and we have a group called the Shire School, where I'd like to give that shout out to anybody that has kids, that knows somebody that has kids, got some family, got some nephews, nieces, whatever, anybody that's going to public school or going to homeschool. Hopefully we can get them, keep them from going to public school because you know it's going to ruin their minds. But it's a place where all of our kids, liberty-minded kids, can get together. They can homeschool together on their own level and their own pace, and they can be around other kids just like them that has families that are open-minded and that can explore things in their own way. So,
this is a pretty cool idea, and I'd seen some of the beginnings of this discussion over at Facebook. Now, just to bring our listeners up to speed, you are the proprietor of the Savannah Last Biscuit, which is a business you've been running now for almost a couple of years around the clock, 24/7 in Savannah, delivering food to people's homes, and you're doing it all without asking government permission to do so, which I think is heroic, personally. You've taken that concept, you're writing a book, you're going to help people duplicate it where they live so they can have their own Last Biscuit or their own delivery service. So you're giving out your expertise, you're working on that, and at the same time you're setting up kind of a franchise location, if you will, where you're going to have a Last Biscuit operation operating here in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, you are doing more than that, though. I mean, you're talking about this room, basically, where people will be able to bring their kids, liberty-loving families getting together and bringing homeschoolers together in some sort of collaborative environment. Also, you've been talking about, you know, having gatherings there, like a private club sort of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two separate rooms. We have the Free Minds Room, and then we have the Freedom Lovers Lounge. And, of course, Last Biscuit will be taking care of the kids, making sure that they're fed and taking care of the people that are chilling at the bar, too. Which, you know, during the day, there's going to be a lot more educational things there for the kids. And I think that it'll be a great place for them to be able to access the kind of materials that we would like to have them access. But because so many people feel like they're alone out there, and I realize I can't wait to get there and not feel like that no more, but I think it'll be great for the kids to be able to feel like that, too, because homeschoolers so often feel like only children, and you know what I mean? So I think it'll be great for them to be able to get together and know that they're taken care of, and we can know that, you know, nobody's going to be up in our business, whether or not our kid had to go out of school early for an hour because she had to go home or, you know, for whatever reason. You know, I think it's going to be really great. I'm super excited about it.
I love the idea. My one concern is this. I mean, you talked about nobody being up in your business. You're already going to be operating, you know, this 24-hour delivery service, serving the people in the Keene area with delicious food of a, you know, maybe a southern fare, but who knows what you'll end up adding down the line. You'll be serving up this food, and you're sending your drivers out because people historically have not been allowed to come and pick up from the kitchen. But basically what you're saying here is you're going to be somewhat public with the location of, I mean, at least public amongst the activist crowd, the location of the kitchen. Aren't you worried about security risks?
We do have a door list that we're creating right now. We're pretty much checking out people as good as we can with, of course, your advice and a few other key people that we have met that we do put our trust in there. The door is going to be just like my door at my house now, locked at all times. So it is going to be a safe place for us. The cops will not be allowed to come in for any reason, not to mess with our children, not to mess with our food, not to mess with our business, not to mess with anything. So yes, we will still be doing what we're doing, but I'm taking care of our kids, too, and if they don't like it, then kiss my ass. So
But if y'all have a bunch of traffic, I mean, you're going to have the delivery person leaving frequently throughout the day, so you've got that kind of traffic, and then you're going to have other people coming and hanging out there. I just, you are a very courageous woman.
I'm a multitasker, and I have a back and a front door.
And, you know, worst case, right, the cops come in and make a bust during the homeschool day, and if you've got a bunch of kids around, I mean, that's not going to look good for them.
Well, you know, it's not like they can, number one, they can't come in. I don't have anything illegal for them to have a warrant for. Food is not illegal. So, you know, they can't come in. Them getting a warrant is like 0% chances. And then coming in because I'm opening the door is also a 0% chance. So.
Well, that's good to know. And I'm sure if you've got liberty activists hanging around, you'll likely have somebody with a camera nearby. So in case something does go wrong.
And you know that the Freedom Lovers Lounge and KLB, we are all open carry friendly. You know, we feel free to open carry at the Freedom Lovers Lounge because I want them to know that they're not welcome. You know, we don't want anyone to bother us. We want to be able to enjoy our children and our lives the way that we want to.
Yeah, I don't know that the open carry is going to be in any way helpful for that, but I think that your noncompliance by opening the door is far more valuable than somebody open carrying because the cops just don't recognize it up here. It means nothing to them. It's, you know, it's legal.
I'll take all value, big, small, little. I'll take all of the little pieces that it's going to take to make people feel comfortable in being free, to be able to let their children feel comfortable in being free.
Well, I think it's great.
I'll take all the little pieces.
And I'm excited to hear more family kind of things happening up here in New Hampshire, specifically in the Keene region. That's where we're doing the show. It's kind of been that some of the families have really focused on some of the other areas of the state, and now we're starting to see more families come in here to the Keene area. And I know that you've joined the families group. There's the Monadnock Families for Liberty. Folks can go to families.freekeene.com to learn more about that. And there was a gathering like about a month ago where about 20 people turned out and a good amount of kids and parents and some of the single folks from around here showed up too. And it was a nice little gathering. Mark, you were there for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. You guys have, like, the biggest pumpkin festival in the world. My birthday is Halloween. And so we're going to have, like, the biggest pumpkin carving contest ever, ever, ever. It's
awesome.
It's going to be so much fun.
Well, looking forward to it. Thank you, Mama Allie. Always appreciate hearing from you, and we'll let you get back to work. She is incredibly – she's one of those success stories, right?
Dynamic.
Yeah, she's dynamic, and she's one of those real big success stories where Taryn – I think it was Taryn Lupo from LCL Report kind of turned her on to the Liberty Movement. And
sounds like she was already mostly there.
She was definitely, I think, sympathetic for sure. But brought her on board, and then she came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and caught the bug, I think. 1-800-259-9231, at least the bug to get up here real quick, like, because it was like right after that that she was talking about launching another Savannah Last Biscuit. This one would be the Keene Last Biscuit. You can go and get on that Facebook group at Keene Last Biscuit. More coming up. Oh, and Last Biscuit is one word. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal Silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine, Chondroitin, Super Male Plex and Female Plex, Memory Power, Colon Enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, Colloidal Minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. I've got another Shriner that I need to put up. I just haven't gotten around to it, so bear with me. There's been a lot going on, a lot of drama going on today. We'll get into those details when we get a chance. But go to shrine.freetalklive.com, take a look at the Shrine. Actually, it's Robin, who Mama Allie mentioned there, one of the soon-to-be movers here to the Key. I think she's going to move to Peterborough in New Hampshire, but the Keene area in general, one of the families that we were talking about that's moving up here, her and her husband and three kids. So we got all kinds of kids and stuff coming in here to the area. Of course, Michelle Seven just got here with her three kids as well, so it's like a family explosion going on up here, and I think that's good news. Anyway, so go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can become part of the Shrine of Female Listeners, and thanks in advance for that.
Until we can get a better dispute resolution organization, the current one that we have is the judicial system. Jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use its rules step by step, how to fill out the forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all there. It's all written by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from other members of his profession. It's written in the fashion that an eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's an exhaustive amount of material that will that you're going to use for reference. It's jurisdictionary.com. I have studied the course. I think it's great. Sam, you've studied the course?
I have.
Awesome.
Yep, it's great.
Worth it. Jurisdictionary.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Joe is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Super Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just had a quick story about the TSA, and maybe I get some advice, perhaps. I know that Sam's there, and he has some experience.
Yes, he does.
With them. Well, we were going through the airport security about a month ago, and our son had left a double-sided knife in our bag, and he uses it for hunting. And they found it, and we had searched the bag before we left.
Oh, jeez.
Did not find it, and didn't think that anything was in there, and went through the screener, and they found it after two tries. And they called the sheriff over and had to write up an incident report because it was a double-sided blade.
Yeah, it depends on the state,
was,
I think.
The sheriff, the woman that came over to the sheriff, she was very mean and aggressive when she walked up to me because it was my bag they went through.
Mm.
And she was saying, you know, she wouldn't let me talk until she found out exactly what happened with the screener. And then suddenly my partner, he's a ex-police officer, but he still is in an investigation, so he has a badge. And I tried to tell him not to do this, but he said, let me do this. And he told him what he was, you know, police or law enforcement. And, oh, boy, she changed around right away.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah, she said, I'm sorry, sir, you know, come over here with me. And she said, you take the ticket because they'll be more lenient on you. And then we'd less likely to fine you because of that.
Yeah, she said,
Anyways,
you're a fellow gang member. Well, come on over here. Let me. This is just a quick misunderstanding. We'll have you on your way soon.
Professional courtesy in action. This is how it's done.
But the funny thing is, a month later, we got our bill, our letter of mail, and they fined us $250.
Oh, that was going to be my question, because we had heard about this happening in the past, and it had been two, 3 years since we've actually heard about somebody telling the story of receiving a fine later on down the line. And it's interesting to know that it's still going on. You going to pay it?
The thing is, it's not in my name. I wouldn't pay it if it was in my name. It's in his name, so there's five options I give you. One is to pay it within 30 days, and they'll reduce the fine by 50%. they give all the credit card information on the form, you know, easy payment option.
Uh-huh.
And then they also do a formal, you can request a formal hearing.
So not a court case.
Right. An administrative hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or an informal hearing, which you can call and try to plead your case. Or you can request a reduce in fine based on financial circumstances, but you have to provide last year's tax returns and all this.
Sure. And the fifth option?
So anyways,
wait, did I miss the fifth option?
He's afraid not to pay it because he's, you know, in law enforcement.
Right.
And so I just wonder, I don't know what they do if you don't pay it. Do they not?
That is a great question. The only person I know of who has never paid one of those fines is Russell Canning. And he is, he's a little bit off the radar, so I don't know how they'd be able to track him down or what they could do. But that would be something that I'd be interested in finding out if somebody wants to, dig up that information and maybe read people's stories online. Because I imagine the supermajority of people are out there paying these things. I mean, that's government.
You do a search online and, you know, everyone says pay it.
Right.
Pay it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, government, counts on you being obedient and you being intimidated by them. It would seem like the worst case scenario would be that they would garnish your wages or something like that down the line.
The worst case, I would think, is they put you on the no-fly list because terrorists don't pay the TSA fines.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Someone has I appreciate you guys talking about this stuff because...
Yeah, I'm tempted to call into Mark Stevens' radio show, The No State Project, and sort of ask him how he would attack this and what kind of questions he would ask the bureaucrats in order to point out that what they're doing is completely fraudulent and against the Constitution and all the things that they say they're under.
It's incredible because we had no idea that this spying system was in place. I mean, aren't they there to protect? I mean, they're there supposedly to protect and find stuff like this. So you find it, and then they fine you for it? I mean, are we paying them to do that, supposedly?
Yeah, what's the fine have to do with keeping people safe on airplanes?
You know, nothing, not a damn thing. The same reason they fine you for everything else in life that they they've deemed is against their rules. They create a rule for the purpose of getting people to break it so they can then issue fines to them and supplement their budgets. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let us know what happens, will you?
I will. And one last quick thing.
Yes, sir.
Right before I called you guys, a census worker came to my door.
Oh, wow.
And I filmed it, and he said he'd be back or someone else would be back.
What conversation transpired?
Well, the funny thing is, I stupidly opened the door. I saw him with the clipboard out there. I'm like, who is this? And so I opened it, and he basically said, I'm with the census, and I'm here to ask you a few questions. And I had turned in just the basic how many people live here.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, again, you know, pressure from my partner. But anyways.
It's always those significant others that are getting in people's way of being free.
I know. So I said, well, I turned the form in. I mailed it back. He said, oh, really? I see that you haven't. And I said, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, your computer system sucks. And I know that.
Yeah. And it's filmed broken. It, actually. I put it on my camera, and he was like, oh, he was really surprised when the camera came out. But I went online and found your video, Ian, and I said, I want to kind of research what you had done. I liked how you approached that one worker. She was really nice, and I kind of want to use that same approach when the next person.
Yeah, folks can go and look for that. If you search YouTube for Say No to the Census, you'll come up with both of the encounters I've had. I haven't had one since then. It's my understanding that the third encounter was supposed to happen, but the young lady apparently allegedly reported back that, and I can't say how I know this, but the young lady who was here the second time allegedly reported back that she did visit a third time. And that I recorded her or something like that. So she completely fabricated that because I never had a third visit. I was not home if she made a third visit, and if I wasn't home, I certainly didn't record her while she was visiting. So
you're probably too afraid.
I think that's what it was. And it's weird, too, because she handled it really well. Like, she was really cool and really nice, and I would have enjoyed talking to her a second time. So what can you do? Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Let us know what happens, and post that video up online, too, so people can see it, and then maybe link to it over at freetalklive.com. You can post it up there as one of the news items there on the site. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Will we talk about intellectual property tonight?
Hopefully.
If you allow us, it's up to you. You get to call in, bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. They are included. There is no cost to the website. You just go and, well, there's a cost to us, but not to you. You just go and use it and enjoy it and enjoy the features like the bulletin board system, the listening options, and more. But if you do want to voluntarily support the show, you may do so. By promoting Free Talk Live. You go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, around the country. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. David is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, my white brother crackers, what's up?
I don't consider myself white. I'm a human being, but go ahead, Dave.
Well, I was just said that in... kind of like
it's a joke.
Ha ha ha!
Yes.
You know, it ain't. Them guys are like the Black Panthers that were saying that or whatever. I think they're kind of provocateurs, but anyway,
could be.
Yeah, and
I tend to think that about
they're
anybody.
So dinosaur.
Around.
They're so dinosaur, man. You know who's? Come on, anybody that got half a brain knows that. It's there, but it's kind of perpetrated on us, and there's a majority of us that's over that
right.
Dinosaur.
To some extent, racism's real in America. It absolutely is true.
Right.
From white people are racist against black people. It's true.
There's
and
racism
it's destructive.
On both sides.
But at the same time, there is this kind of reliance on racism from the black people, you know, saying, well, the white people don't like us, so we don't want to do anything. And these are just broad generalizations. I'm just saying that there's bad thoughts on both sides. If
right.
people act like, hey, I'm black and,
evidence,
I could be president or whatever, I could be an important person, then it would be less of an issue.
The evidence that we're getting over to racism is that we got Obama as president now, you know, and that really says something, I think. But anyway, I didn't call about that. I call in the last call I heard was, I want to tell you a story. Me and my son were coming back from New York City after we visited Grandma and Grandpa. We went to the Empire State Building and Statue of Liberty, and we bought them little pewter knick-knack things that they sell of them.
Sure.
You know? And I put them in his little backpack, put it on his back. We were coming back through, and the dude pulls them things out of his backpack, and he was going to take them. So I reach across and I grab his hand and I pull him out of his hand. I said, "You ain't taking these things." I said,
"Wow.
I bought them for my kid." He pushes a little button on his belt, and all of a sudden there's like these big five fat dudes that if I wanted to, I could have pushed one into the other, knocked them all over, and ran away. They would have never caught me. So anyway, I'm saying, "Hey, man, this is, you could use these as weapons." I said, "I could use my hands as weapons."
Let me see if I got this straight. You're talking about a pewter statue of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, and the Empire State Building. They didn't like the little antenna on the top.
Oh, you could stab someone with that. Pewter?
But you could stab somebody with your finger right in the eye.
Yeah.
Boom, knock their eye
Sure
out.
You could. Sure you
yeah,
could.
But anyway.
Wow.
So anyway, we had a big argument, and the guy knew I wasn't budging, and what he did was make me go through the line again and all of that stuff, and we got through the. But
that is really quite the moment, Dave. I mean, did they actually successfully confiscate it from you?
No, they didn't take them. I spent over $40 for them things. I wasn't going to let him take them. I wanted the money. I told him I want the money and everything. And they were like, no. I said, "Well, then he ain't going to use them as no weapon," I told him. "And I'll watch that he don't," I told him.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's just amazing that,
right. And that's
the hubris
reason.
Of these people that we're going to just take the Statue of Liberty from you. I mean, how obvious can they be?
I swear, man.
Oh,
that's what I was trying to tell them. I was like going, you know, we're turning into Nazi land here. And that's another reason why I called. You know, we just celebrated the 4th of July, right? The Independence Day, the Declaration of Independence, that we hold these truths self-evident, that all men are created equal. And we got these people that want to turn my country, that the creed is that all men are created equal all over, you know, and that with freedom and we have rights from God, our creator, and all these Christians being so Christian. They made me think that Christianity is like the Federal Reserve. There's nothing federal and there's no reserve, just like the Christians. They don't have no faith, and there is no God in their thing, because they want to put a fence around my country and throw people away that want to come to a land that wants to have, you know, people be free and come here and work hard. And they want to put a minefield, I hear these people saying. They want to put up a fence. It makes me sick, man.
I heard that, you know? Brother. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it, as always. It makes me sick, too. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing this show. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. And that fits in with what the TSA have done to you, Sam. I mean,
yeah,
these people are ludicrous.
And they're such a joke, too. I had a lighter in my computer bag that I didn't even know it was there, but it was there for a good 6 months, which when I was
traveling
a lot, that's 20-25 flights, 20-25 times that the TSA searched through my bag. Of course, I was flying as a select E2. So they didn't.
So you got the special search.
Yeah, the hand search of the bag, and they still didn't find the lighter that was banned 25 times.
Yeah, but the time that they do find it, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What? You can't do this in America.
You know, they give you all kinds of trouble. They may give you a fine for it, like they did for the caller that had the double-sided knife. My question is, how come I can't find the TSA when they fail to find something in my bag? Because they have failed to find things that are... The lighters are actually outlawed.
It's
actually against the law. It's the only item, as far as I understand, that's not a rule. It's a law.
Can you have matches?
Matches. They've changed the rules on it. I can understand, you can have matches now, but they didn't used to be able to have matches. So why can't I find the TSA for failing to protect me and everybody on board the plane by taking my lighter?
Send them a fine. You can find them.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. They just won't pay it.
Right.
Because they're not here to protect you.
Oh, and I can prove that, by the way. Here's a quickie for you from NBCBayArea.com in Oakland. Oakland's police chief is making some dire claims about what his force will and will not respond to if layoffs go as planned. Chief Anthony Batts listed exactly 44 situations that his officers will no longer respond to, and they include grand theft, burglary, car wrecks, identity theft, and vandalism. Now, remember, he gave 44, so they're truncating that list quite a bit here for this article. He says if you live in Oakland, and one of the above happens to you, you need to let police know online. Some 80 officers were to be let go at midnight last night if a last-minute deal wasn't reached. That's about 10% of the workforce. And he said, was given the top job in October. He said, I came here to build an organization, not downsize one. So I think what he was doing there was probably just trying to scare people. You know how whenever the government has budget cuts, they always talk about, we're going to have to stop feeding the old people and
educating kids. Yeah, they make
most
dire predictions. They don't propose for a second to get rid of the stuff that nobody wants that they do.
Right.
I mean, these cops aren't saying that they're not going to stop chasing people down for drugs. They're not going to stop people getting tickets for speeding or rolling through a stop sign or anything like that. No, we'll still be protecting you in that manner, citizen,
right,
by giving you tickets.
But if you've been burgled, don't bother calling us. You'll have to submit a report online, and we'll look into it when we get around to it.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to do anything. I mean,
but the point of this, even if he's just trying to scare people here, the point of it is, here he is telling you on public television, on all the major news. I mean, this guy's having a press conference saying, yeah, you cut my force. We're not going to enforce these. We're just not going to investigate this stuff. And that's what people need to hear. They need to hear these government bureaucrats coming out and admitting that they have no obligation. They aren't interested in protecting you. They don't have to. There's nothing that you can do to make them. That's the situation, and people balk at that when I explain it to them. I was at the Quaker meeting several weeks ago, and we got into this conversation after the meeting was over. We got into the conversation, and I brought up how there have been these Supreme Court decisions that say over and over again that the government has no obligation to provide you with anything, whether it's protection or anything. They have no obligation. And he's like, well, that can't be true. And, of course, I didn't have the cases memorized or anything like that, so I couldn't bring them out right then. But there's just so many examples of this.
Yeah, there's a great YouTube video. If you search No Duty to Protect, you'll hear about the three women in Washington, D.C., where they outlawed handguns and mace and knives and basically any means of self-defense. Two guys came in, started raping one of the girls downstairs. The two girls upstairs called the police. The dispatcher reported it as a domestic disturbance. The cop comes out, doesn't find anything, leaves. So then they call the police again. The dispatcher doesn't even bother to call it in. So the people downstairs go upstairs and start raping and beating all three of the women for 14 hours. They sued the city of Washington, D.C., and the highest court there said, nope, sorry, no duty to protect you.
Too bad. Hey, don't forget to pay your taxes.
That's right.
More coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Because if you don't pay the taxes, well, then they'll come and they'll throw you out of your home because, they care. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.